Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When I attended ILC, I had a few classes that focused on music. There was a music history course, which focused on the pillars of Western music's development over the last several centuries, including such recognizable names as Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, Chopin, Debussy, Tchaikovsky, and many others. Also every year, there was choir, putting over 100 high school students together in the gym for 45 minutes, and quite often, it was not without a fair amount of goofing off. But when you reach the end of each semester, a concert is held to share what we learned with the congregation at Messiah, as well as with the visitors. The songs sung there act as a way to strengthen the faith in believers, but they also act as a starting point, a foundation that the Holy Spirit can use to begin to grow faith into the hearts of those who may not have had it yet. I recall after every new semester's start, Prof. Reim would read letters that he had received from people, thanking him and the choir for their display of faith and sharing of God's gifts to better glorify him. Or another, coming from one of his neighbors who hadn't been to church in many, many years, saying something along the lines of, "It reminded me of my youth and how much I love those songs." Prof. Reim then later told me that neighbor had started going back to church. What a blessing it was to be a part of, as well as being able to visit many of our other congregations and do the same. Now, another course at ILC was hymnology, the study of hymns. We went over several hymn writers and their lives, from Paul Gerhardt, who wrote many a hymn in his life of trial, and we still use them today. We also studied various theological doctrines in the years these hymns were written. I look back fondly on the start of each class when Prof. Reim would select a hymn, or if it was a good day, select a student to pick, and we would sing it before he began teaching. Now, I will admit, and I don't think he would be very happy to hear me say this, but there's more we went over in that class that I don't remember than I care to say. But if there is one thing that I learned that I won't forget, it's this. Hymns are not just filler, he would say, over and over, day after day. Hymns are not just filler. He would wait for us to say it as he entered the class. If we didn't, and he gave us a look, and we still didn't, he would walk back out and come back in to see if we did. And if we didn't, he would go up to the piano. Hymns are not just filler, he would say. So I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to ask everyone to join me and say, hymns are not just filler. The saying is very simple, but it is a great point. Hymns are not just thrown into the church so the approximate hour-long service is a little longer. They are there for very useful reasons. I'm going to lay out a scenario for you. Close your eyes. You're walking along in a crowded area, and there are people all around. You're being passed by people constantly, and meanwhile, every one of them seems to be having a conversation. But it just seems to be unimportant. None of the conversation really sticks out to you as you walk shoulder to shoulder with so many. But then, as you continue walking along, you pass by a person for just a brief moment. As you walk past, you faintly hear the person humming. You hear the melody, and you recognize it as a familiar hymn tune. Now suddenly, the words come rushing back. You can open your eyes now. That's something truly wonderful about hymns, their ability to stick in our mind. And that's what music does. It helps us remember. That is a great blessing the Lord has given us. On several occasions in His Word, songs of praise are mentioned. They, being an example of music, are a way to praise Him. That is the second reason hymns are not just filler. Think of our just recently celebrated event, Christmas, the birth of our Savior. When the angels appeared in countless numbers, they did what? they sang praises to God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men, they let out exuberantly. Every Advent and Christmas season, I think about how beautiful and grand their voices must have been. And there are other times in Scripture as well that music is mentioned, many being in the Old Testament. For example, if you look through the books of 1 and 2 Kings, as well as 1 and 2 Chronicles, you see, through the tribe of Levi, many musical ministers being ordained and set up along with the worship at the temple. But there are some in the New Testament as well. Finally, when the world reaches its end, it has not happened yet, and none of us know when, but when it does, all will pass into eternity. And we saints, joining together with all who have gone before, those dead, living and present, and those not yet alive, we'll join together forever praising our God and stand before the Lamb who was slain, but who could not be conquered by the grave and rose again and now sits on his throne. And we shall echo through the halls of his heavenly kingdom with all believing hearts, joyfully singing to his glory forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We will sing our next hymn.